Zog the Mishnah again, Daf Lamed Hey, Omid Beis on the bottom. Boloi Eitzel Pogoi. The Koyen Godel came towards his par that he acquired. The par stood between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now, in which direction did it stand? Roishoi Ledoroim Uponov Lemairov. Here's the Ulam, there's the Mizbeach. The Roish of the par was Ledoroim. That means the feet were in this direction. So like this, in case he's Matl Glolim, so he relieves himself, it shouldn't be back towards the Mizbeach. His Roish is towards the Tzofoin, I mean his back legs. His head is towards the Doroim, this direction, the south. However, his face is turned, 45 degree angle, towards the Mairov, towards the Ulam. That is how the par stands. Bola etza pora poraim ben ulam mizbeach. Roish ledoim pono lemairov. Vahakoyen oimed bemizrach. The koyen stands in the mizrach facing the mairov, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Uponov lemairov. Vesoimesh te yodov olov. And he does a smicha. Before he does a video, you have to do smicha to show that the video is going on the par. Vesoimesh te yodov olov on the par. Umisvade. And he's misvade. V'kach hoye oimer, ono Hashem, ovisi, poshati, chotosi lefonecho, ani uveisi. And then there's a second time, ono Hashem, and the Tosis brings you Yerushalmi, that the first time is Hashem, and the second time is Bashem. Because the second one is Yemesh Mechapa with the Aide de Amira of Shema Mefoyrish. It's a machlokes v'shoinim, the Rosh, he brings two deis, Rav Haigon and the Rosh, if it means Shema Mefoyrish is Adnes. I mean, sorry, it's Dalad Oisius, but it's just not said by Adnes. It said Yutke Vovke. We say Yutke Vovke as Adoy Adnes. He says, spelled it out, Yutke Vovke. That is the Shema Mefoyrish. Or he brings Rav Haigon in the Rosh that it's referring to Shem Ben Membez Oisius. Shema Mefoyrish Membez Oisius. But that's the Bashem. The first one, Ona Hashem, that's because you have to be Misvada Lifnei Hashem. So Ona Hashem, I'm standing in front of Hashem, that's the Meitzid Lifnei Hashem. So Ono Hashem is the first. Ono Bashem is Kapeno Laavoino is Vlapshoim Vlachatoim Shoviisi Vishapshati Vishchotosi Lufanecho Ani Uveisi Kakosu B'Seres Meishavdecho Kiba Yoyim is Eichaber Aleichem Vehein Oinin Achrov the Kahanim. At least by the first vidui, it's the Kahanim. Second one, third one, it's going to be for the afterwards for Kol Yisrael. But for sure, by the first one, it's the Hein Oinin Achrov. But they for sure have to be there. Boruch Shem Kvod Machus Loilam Voed while they hear the Shem Amefoyish. Zog de Gemara, daf lamed vov, omed aleph. Man shamet lei de omar ben ulam le mizbeach tzofoin. Because our Mishnah says that's where we're situated, ben ulam mizbeach. That means, if you're, we know that the par has to be shechted, v'shochat oisoi, al yerech tzofoin ha-mizbeach. That's it in posuk. So, man shamet lei, the mizbeach is over here. The Mizbeach is situated, the ramp, the Kevish is from Durham going towards Tzofen. Now, the Mizbeach itself is a little past the midpoint of the Ulam. The Ulam, the entrance of the Ulam, is the Mizbeach is a little past the midpoint. Now, anywhere past the midpoint is really called Tzofen. The midpoint going from Durham to Tzofen. So, the first half is called Durham. The second half is called Tzofen. Now, if the Mizbeach is already past the midpoint, so anywhere past the wall of the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach is already called Tzofen. So in front of the Mizbeach is called Tzofen. That's for sure. That's one shita. Now, really the midpoint is also Yerach Tzofen and Mizbeach is towards the Keren of Tzofen Mairev, meaning the top corner of the Mizbeach, where this X is right over here in this picture, this top corner of the Mizbeach is also Tzofen, because it's the Tzofen side. It's past the midpoint. And it's a Yerach HaMizbeach. But that would not be parallel, flush across the Mizbeach. That would be a higher point, meaning Beinu Ulam LeMizbeach. Because this is called the Ulam, and this is the Mizbeach. So Beinu Ulam LeMizbeach, over here in this point, in the Yerach Tzofen, which would mean the Tzofen, but on the Mairev side of the Mizbeach, that's called Beinu Ulam LeMizbeach. This whole area, including this point right in the corner of the Mizbeach, that's Bein Ulam LeMizbeach. And then there would be a third shita, the whole Tzofen would be even the Ezes Kahanim and Ezes Yisrael all the way in the Mizrach side. Not at all parallel to the Mizbeach, and below the Mizbeach. There's parallel to the Mizbeach, then there's above the Mizbeach, and then there's below the Mizbeach, Ezes Kahanim and Ezes Yisrael. So those are three Shittas. So Man Sham Le Omar Ben Ulam Mizbeach Tzofen, who's the Shitta that says, the Ulam and the Mizbeach, it's called Tzofen. Tzofen of Mizbeach means across the Mizbeach. That's the Tzofen side. What about above it? Ben Ulam and Mizbeach is also called Tzofen. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Loz B'Reb Shimini. That's Rabbi Loz B'Reb Shimini Shita. The Tanya. Ezu Tzofen, what's called Tzofen? Mikir Shal Mizbeach Tzvoini. From the Tzofen wall, the northern wall of the Mizbeach, all the way till the end of the wall of the Azara. That's the first Shita. Mikir Shal Mizbeach Tzvoini, Vat Koysel Ha'azara. Ukeneget Kol Mizbeach. Only across from the Mizbeach towards the Tzofen. Kuloi Tzofen, Divi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is this area. This light gray area in this picture, across the Mizbeach, exactly the Kir of the Tzofen, all the way till the end of the wall of the Azara. Only this area, parallel to the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach, till the wall of the Azara. Ezu Tzofen, Mikir Shem Mizbeach Tzfoini, Vat Koy Sal Azara, Ukenet Kol Mizbeach Kuloi, Tzofen. That's Tzofen. Divi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon, he's Moisef. Of course he agrees that this is called Tzofen. This is the Kir Tzofeni of the Mizbeach. He says, also Ben Ulam the Mizbeach. Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon Moisef on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Af Ben Ulam the Mizbeach. Also between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Rebbe is Moisef, not just like Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon is Moisef, Ben Ulam Mizbeach. He's Moisef, Af Mokim Drises Ragle Kahanim, Af Mokim Drises Ragle Yisrael. He's Moisef in Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon, that's Moisef in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Also below the Mizbeach, as long as it's in the Tzofen side, even the Mokim Ragle, Drises Ragle Kahanim, and even the Mokim of Drises Ragle Yisrael. Now, the Rishonim explain that the Yisrael Machlokes is, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Amin, says, you need Dafka Tzofen HaMizbeach, the Tzofen, the northern wall of the Mizbeach. So that means only the northern wall of the Mizbeach till the wall of the Azara. Literal, the Tzofen of the Mizbeach. And not Tzofen of the Azara. Tzofen of Mizbeach would mean only across the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, that's Moisef, even, Ben Ulam Mizbeach, what makes it Tzofen? It's a Tzofen of the Azara. If you look at the whole Azara, this is the Tzofen of the Azara. But not just anywhere in the Azara. He says it has to be a Mokum Mekudosh Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Meaning, the first sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says Tzofen of the Mizbeach, not Tzofen of the Azara. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is Moisef, not just Tzofen of the Mizbeach, even Tzofen of the Azara, but a Mokum Mekudosh, which is Ben Ulam Mizbeach, which means over here, going up between Ulam Mizbeach, including the corner which is Bein Ulam, because only one corner of the Mizbeach is actually Bein Ulam Mizbeach. This is also good, but this is the real Bein Ulam Mizbeach. But its point is, it's in the Tzofen of the Azara. Comes along the third Shita, and that's Rebbe Shita. He says the Tzofen of the Azara is not just a Mokum that's Mekudosh Bein Ulam Mizbeach, even a Mokum that's less Mekudosh. Mokum Drises Ragle Kahanim, or even Mokum Drises Ragle Yisrael, is also Tzofen. Which Tzofen? Tzofen of the Azara. This old Tzofen of the Azara. It's not Tzofen of the Mizbeach. If anything, it's Mizrach of the Mizbeach, Mokum Drises Ragle Yisrael. But it's Tzofen of the Azara, even not as Mekudosh as Ulam Mizbeach. That's the Yisrael Machloikas, and Eliyakim explains the three of Machloikas between Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Reb Loz, Reb Shimon, and Rebbe. Correct, but Tzofena of what? So we'll see soon. Tzofena means, the first Shita, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda means Tzofena of the Mizbeach. It's a Tanai in the Mizbeach, Tzofen of the Mizbeach. He dashed in the Tzofen of the Azara of the Mizbeach side. The Mizbeach ends wherever it ends. So anywhere in that side is called Tzofen, and it's called Yerach HaMizbeach too, even if it's Ben Ulam Mizbeach. We'll see soon in Rashi why that's called, that it's Yerach HaMizbeach, and why Beis HaChalifos is not called Tzofen, even though it's also not Tzofen. That's really not called Tzofen of the Mizbeach. You need Tzofen of the Mizbeach, just not as extreme as Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Zog di Gemara. Now, interesting to note that the Taz brings in the Hilchos Tefillos HaShachar, we say Karbonos every day, and we say the Pasuk of Veshochat Oisei Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofeno. Zog the Taz, he brings B'shem Friedeker. Whoever is masked is posik in Karbonos is mashbi'an elechem shemayim va'oretz. ki ilu ikaritem es akeda. Schusse shall the akeda. Well, the galoshin. Mamish like at the time of the kritiki ashefa. Vos steht in der taz? What's the pshat? You say this pasuk, it's so important. So Reb Shua Leib Diskin is brought down. He brings down on the pasuk of in Vayikra. V'shachad oisei yechem is bech tzafoyno. So the tanet ve'le yohu dashens v'shachad oisei yechem is bech tzafoyno. Zok the tanet ve'le yohu lahaskir eloi shel Yitzchak. So Reb Shua Leib is medayik. Why is it eloi shel Yitzchak? Just said lahaskir zakeda. Why do we find eloi shel Yitzchak? Zok the Reb Shua Leib gevaldige chiddush. He says, we know today you shecht the carbon, not on the Mizbeach, Tzvoyin Hashem Mizbeach, on the northern side. He says, and that's how it was in his Zman HaMikdash. Before the Mikdash, it was supposed to be that you shecht on the Mizbeach itself. Why? Where was Yitzchak brought? Vayosam oisoy ala Mizbeach, it says in the Pasuk, in the Akedah. Vayosam oisoy ala Mizbeach, he placed him on the Mizbeach. What happened? The Eibusha said, al tishach yotcha lanar. So what should Avram have done? Okay, I'm off the hook. Untie him and take him off. But rather shecht what? Shecht the ayil. That means you're supposed to take the ayil, untie Yitzchak, and put him on the Mizbeach. Avram Avinu zokt b'shul leben based on the standard of Elio. Miroiv ahavosoi to the Eibishter's tzivui. He did not want to untie Yitzchak. Why? Maybe the Eibishter will change his mind and say, you know what? Shecht Yitzchak as a carbon. So he left him bound, okud on the Mizbeach, and he shechted the ayil b'tzvoyna. Where it was, Ben Asvachim, Basvach, on the Tzofen side. Why? Because in case the Eibusha changed his mind, as Avi had for the mitzvah, even after he was off the hook, he didn't grab him off and run. He said, no, he left him on in case he changed his mind. That's the Ikaschus of Dakedah, Zok Tepshuleib. That Avi that he had, even after the Tzivui, he left him bound in case the Eibusha changed his mind. Then where did he shecht the aisle? Not in its place where it was supposed to be like Yitzhakun, but rather on the Tzofen side. And that's why we changed it and became the ganze shechita in Mizbeach is geworden al yech tzvoyin am Mizbeach. Why in the Mikdash is it al tzofen side? Because of the aisle that Avram and shechted on the tzofen side and not on the Mizbeach itself by Akedah. And that's the taz. That v'shochat oise yech tzvoyin am Mizbeach lahaske zok de tonet elio lahaske elo she Yitzchak, that's the ik Akedah. The elo she Yitzchak, where did he shecht the elo she Yitzchak? On the tzofen side. Because the gewaltige Ava, that's the schus akeda, that's malani all of akosuv, made shemayim v'oretz, kilu ikraftem, kilu akartem. Because that is the schus of akeda, homu optach in akeda. The akeda was that he left him bound and he shechted the aisle on the top inside and he didn't want to untie Yitzchak in case Eibusha changed his mind. Homu tach in akeda.
Whenever you say this
puzzle,
the
masker yenis
chutz.
Yeah, when you say that. But malani lak, or Dr. Tanavil Yo, made in the Shemaim Va'od, Taz brings, made in the Shemaim Va'od, ki ilu akaritem or something. You have the maila that schus, the ikas schus of the Akedah is reminded by saying this pasuk. The pasuk of that he left him bound and he shechted out suffering. And because of that, the whole thing changed in the base of Mikdash, is the pasuk, v'shachat oisoi, because of Avram's maisa. Zogti Gemara. So this is the three of machlokes. However, avol mina chalifos v'lifnim, but it is mina chalifos v'lifnim. Chalifos was right over here. You have the ulam, and the chalifos is the base of chalifos where they store the knives. Now this is real tzofen. It's tzofen, very close to tzofen, to the end wall of Dazar. But it's not yerech hamizbeach. That means the three shittas, even though they don't require the real tzofen like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. But they still need a Yerech HaMizbeach. Mashenge Beis HaChalifos, everyone agrees it's possible. What's the psul? Zogt Rashi, HaKomayim Shepossel, the Chemon She'en HaMizbeach Nirasham, Einoi Koru Yerech HaMizbeach. Rashi saying, Gevaldig Yisoid over here. Rashi saying that there's a Tnai in Tzofen is Al Yerech HaMizbeach. It's not Stam a regular Tzofen. A Tnai in Tzofen is, you have to see the Mizbeach. And Vibal the Beis HaChalifos in Eri, they don't even see the Mizbeach. So it's not considered that you have the tekiyim tonight of Yerech HaMizbeach. So yes, it's tzofen, but it's not Yerech HaMizbeach. The cave on the end of Nira Zog Rashi, Ein noy koru Yerech HaMizbeach. Yerech HaMizbeach is a tonight in tzofen. So that's what basic halifah is adekong to everyone. Masha ein kein, the chiddush of Mokhim Dizr Agli Kahanim, that you still see the Mizbeach. Masha ein basic halifah you don't. And for sure, the Ulam Mizbeach, for sure you see the Mizbeach. but you need the tenai of seeing the mizbeach to be considered tzofen. Zogt die Gemara. Now, why is sakin? Why is it called bezach ali? First, Rashi brings in loshon arvi the sakin called chiluf loshon arvi. In Arabic, the word sakin is called chiluf. So it's called Bezach Halifers. That's a Rashi learns. The Ritva brings that he brings a pasuk in Ezra that chalaf is the ma'aseh chituch itself. So it's not pshat because the Arabic sakin, but chituch means chalaf. He brings a pasuk in Ezra. The etzim pasuk chiluf chalaf means chituch. And the Mitzvah Tzin over there says what pshat chiluf means chatach chituch because it's machlef between misa and chaim, between chaim and misa. It changes between life and death. That's why. The chituch itself is called the chalaf. That's based on chalifos. Zog the Gemara, avam in chalifos lefnim hakol moedim shepasu. Zog the Gemara leimer gablod reb shemini veloy rabbi. Oh, so let's assume that our Mishnah is Reb Elazar reb Shimon and not Rabbi, because Reb Elazar reb Shimon says ben ulam mizbeach. Rabbi says afilu drisas mokum ragle kahanim begargi Yisrael. Now the fact that the Mishnah says that you shecht it bein ulam lemizbeach, so that would be dafka according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon and not Rabbi. So man shamele, that's how Gemara started off. Man shamele the om bein ulam lemizbeach tzofoin, that's Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Now, really, Rabbi just is moisif on Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, but if we're going in Rabbi Shita, then why do we pick Ben Ulam Mizbeach is called Tzofen? It could have said Mokam Dishas Ragli Kahan is also Tzofen. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Tzofen is only Tzofen of the Mizbeach. He says smack by the Mizbeach. There's no such thing. According to him, Ben Ulam Mizbeach is not Tzofen. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's called Tzofen. Ben Ulam Mizbeach. According to Rabbi, yes, he says it's also Mokam Dishas Ragli. But why would then the din of Ben Ulam Mizbeach is Tzofen would not be according to Rabbi? According to Rabbi, it could have been anywhere in the Azara that's on a Tzofen, except for Beis Chalifos. So zog the Gemara lema Reb Elazar Reb Shimoni v'loy Rabbi. Zog Gemara no, afilu temer Rabbi, afilu temer Rabbi. Hashda Rabbi, ad Reb Yosef Rabbi the Moisif, ad Reb Elazar Reb Shimon loy Moisif. If Rabbi is Moisif on Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda, that not just across the Mizbeach, even Mokam Dis Ragli Kanim, for sure he's Moisif on Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, it says Meulam Mizbeach, he agrees to that. It just means Moisef. He says the whole area. So why is it not Rabbi? So Gemara, what it means is as follows: Ano Nochi Kam Ginon. E Rabbi, if it's according to Rabbi, so why is it Ben Ulam Mizbeach is Tzofen Nukbe Bekula Azora? Then anywhere in the Azora is called Tzofen, except for Beis Chalifos. Elo Ma, you're going to tell me Reb Elazar Reb Shimoni VeNukbe Mizbeach Ule Koiso. If it's Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, he's Moisef from Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. It's not only Ben Ulam Mizbeach. It's also Ben Ulam Mizbeach. So why do we say Ben Ulam Mizbeach is Tzofen? It should have said Ben Mizbeach and the whole Mizbeach and Ulam Mizbeach is Tzofen. Elamaisach Meima, the reason why it says Ben Ulam Mizbeach is from Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. We are concerned, he's fasting in Kippur, Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. He has to take the dam after the Shechita that is Mekabel and go inside the Ulam towards the Eichel. That's where he sprinkles the dam. So Chulsha the Kohen Gadol, we want to make the trip as least as possible. Less steps, like we had it earlier in the Gemara. So Mela, that's why it's Ben Ulam Mizbeach is Tzofen. Not to exclude across the Mizbeach, not to exclude the Rabbi Yehuda, but we're just saying a practical way that it's a less walking. So Mela, who had in, so then it could be a Kong to Rabbi too. The Rabbi Nami, Vishum Chush, the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shita is the whole Azara is called Tzofen. He's Moisef on a blood of Shem, and he's Moisef on Rabbi Yehuda. He says, even Mokam Ragle, Jesus Ragle, Kanam, and Dagli Yisrael. Why is it say Ben Ulam Mizbeach? It could be a Kohen Tem also. Bishum Chulsha Kohen Gadol, we minimize the area so there's less steps that he has to take. Zog the Gemara. Rosh Ledorim Uponov Lemayrov. His head is towards the Dorim. That means we said the head of the animal is towards the Dorim. And he turns his head a 45 degree, the head of the animal, to the Mayrov. Zog Gemara Hechem Mishkachzlo. The Gemara right now understands how are your hind legs in Tzofen and your head towards Dorim, and the same time you headed towards Ma'ariv. So the Gemara says, like we said, you turn your head, Omer Rabba, Oikim is Goyshoi. Frek the Gemara, Vanuk Mila Hedye, why don't you just place his head towards the Ma'ariv and his feet towards the Mizrach with the back towards the Mizbeach? Omer Rabba, Gzeresh HaMiyabetz Glolim. We're concerned he might be Mabetz Glolim. if he relieves himself glolim, it's a bizoyin that it's tourism is beach. Now Ritva brings that even though in the Medrash state that me'olam lehibitz glolim, that's one of the nisim that took place, it wasn't ma'abitz glolim, but ain't soymchen al anes. Ain't soymchen al anes, like we had in numerous gemaras, ain't soymchen al anes. Now the Mishnah in Ovis that brings asor nisim, it's not mentioned this nes of lehibitz glolim. So in this Simcha Bunim Lindinsky, my friend, he put out a sefer Sukkos Chaim. So he brings over there, he asks Chaim Kanievsky, why is it not one of the Asor HaNisim? If it's Taka and Nes, like the Ritva says, and Ein Simcha and Nes, why is it not mentioned? So Chaim answered, because it's not a Nes that was a Nes Golui. Because Mechatesi, he had to be Mabitz Golem at that time. So it's not a Nes Golui like the other things that are mentioned over there. The Ashanam, Mizbeach, and all the other things of Zvuv, those are Nes Golus. This Mechatesi, he didn't have to go then. So Mele, that's why it's not mentioned. Zok Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Keitzat Soimech, how you do the Maizah Smicha? HaZevach Oim B'Tzofoin, the Zevach stands in the Tzofoin, like we said, the hind legs in the Tzofoin, Uponov L'Mayrov, and his face is towards the Mayrov, meaning on a 45-degree angle, it turns towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'Soimech Oim B'Mizroch, the Soimech, the Kohen himself, stands behind him, B'Mizroch, Uponov L'Mayrov, and his face is towards the Mayrov. U'Meniach Shtei Yodov Ben Shtei Kalnois Shel Zevach, and he places his two hands, V'somach Shtei Yodov, between the two horns of the Zevach, on the head. U'Velvach Shtei Yodov Choytz Ben Ol Ben HaZevach, but you can't have any chatzitza between his hands and the carbon itself. What does it mean, U'Velvach Shtei Yodov Choytz Ben Ol Ben HaZevach? So, it's brought down in the Tos Shonim over here, brings a Teres Kahanim, or Zok Tos Shonim, Uvach Le Yedov Choytzet, B'Teres Kahanim Mapik Le, Mikro De V'Somach Yodei Al Roishoi, V'Loi Yodei Al Gabi Yodei, V'Kosh Ken De V'Ach She Choytzet. You can't even have his hand on his own hand. If Ben HaKanaim is a very narrow area, maybe he can put his two hands one on top of another. So he says, no, you can't even have your hand on one on top of another hand. Kosh Ken De V'Ach She, that's Uvavad. Kosh Ken. As I stated, it brings v'gamrina nam b'toyz kahanim v'somach aron shtei yodov melamed she'smicha b'shtei yodayim. Now, according to this, you can't have one hand on top of another hand, but the Rishonim bring that you could have it on the kanayim. The horns itself, that's called mechuber, because that's growing on the animal, mechuber l'roish, that's considered on the roish also. Now, the Toyz Shonim over here that brings the Toyz kahanim, that you can't have yad agabe yad, b'chayra, it's shver. We know yad agabe yad is min b'minoi. Min b'minoi is not choytzitz. If my hand is allowed to be on my own hand, because that's min b'minoi, so why should it be a problem? So zogen d'achroinim, dos gufa shteit in Toyz kahanim, like he fears ois. It says there's a din, not mitzat chatzitzim, mitzat chatzitzim min b'minoi choytzitz, but there's a din of a somach shtei yodov, there's a din of two yadayim. So if you do yad agabe yad, it's considered one yad, it's not considered two yadayim. There's a din that you have to have shtei yodayim, but so much shtei yodov shed ba'aren. So Mamela, that is why it has to be dafka, not yad agabe yad, even though mimin ain't a choytzitz, because you have to have a smich of shtei yodayim. As I zogt chazi dovet, he learns up the scepter, he said that's a pshat. It's a chisoren of yad agabe yad is considered smich of yad achas, and it's not so much shtei yodov as every shtei in posuk. Now, then the Gemara says that when you are soymich yadayim umisvade al chatois of in chatois, and you misvade on the korban chatos the avoinus of a chatos, a chatos comes for a shigas kores, val osham a sofek of in osham, val oila and an oila of in leket shichopeya umaisoni, Rashi takes out divi Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's the first shichah. Rabbi Akiva Oimer ein oila boy el al esei valoisase shenitik la esei. That means on a regular lav, you get malchus. There's no carbonus for that. But, however, on a regular essay, or on a loisei shenitikla essay, where there is no malchus, so over there, because it's nitikla essay, so over there, that is what the oil comes from. So you say, machloikus, what is the oil for? Is the oil specifically for leket shechapeya? Rabbi Yosi Aglili shita? Or, and the chiddush in that is going to be, because it says, la'oni taziv, we'll see, it's a, not a nitikla essay, it's an essay koidim to the, it's considered like it's written essay koidim. And Rabbi Kiva says it's going on a regular essay or on a lav anitikla essay. Now, before we see the Gemara Michael Miflegi, that the Mikdash David and the Biskarov are Machiach, we see that there's two types of smichas. There's twice that he's misvada, and each time he's soymich. So what's the purpose of these two smichas? One smicha is tekef l'smicha shchita. So that's a regular algemeine din, without Yom Kippur. There's a din of being soymich before the shchita. And that we learn it from Psukim in the Gemara and Zvachim. Then there's another din smicha that we have over here. That's a smicha with the Maisa Vidui. Vidui requires a smicha. Zok the Biskarovi is machiach, that is two dinim in the smicha. There's one din of tekel smicha shchita. And if that's all you need, then you won't have to have another smicha because you're doing two smichas. Why would you need another smicha? There's another din of a smicha mehilchas vidui. The vidui has to be aide smicha to show that the vidui is going on the carbon in its place. So mele there's a din smicha mitzad the vidui. That's nothing to do with the smicha mitzad the etzim carbon. He says nafkamina. He brings numerous nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that we bought the first smicha midin vidui, and the second smicha is midin the carbon. Let's say in nafkamina, if the kohen gadol was mace, so you bring another par. So if it's midin smicha on the carbon, so then you would need another time. It's a new carbon that he brings, a new par. But if it's not the vidui was said already. So you only need two smichas. Two dinim in the smicha mitzad the carbon, and smicha mitzad the vidui. So Al-Kapon, the Gemara says, this machlokes, what is oil going on Lekach Chichapeor? Is it going on an essay or lav and itik lessay? The my kumifligi, Zok the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yirmiya, the lav, the nevela kumifligi, we'll see tomorrow exactly lav, the nevela, that it's not a regular lav because it says, now, it's not a regular nitik essay. It doesn't correct by gneva. The essay corrects the gneva. Ve'eshav zakzela is a nitik essay. Here, it's not a nitik essay. It doesn't correct what you ate. The nevela is a nevela. But there's an essay that is written what you should have done, and that's tidnena v'achola. It's considered like an essay before the lav, and that's been the machlokes of here. But lecture kapei, we'll see tomorrow.